here. This is Dr. Bill Deagle. It's hour number two on Tuesday, the 18th, and I am so pleased to be able to speak to you people worldwide from satellite. We are live on Vimeo, live stream, YouTube, and Facebook worldwide. When we go back on March 2nd, we'll be doing live radio and video shows, 6-minute commercial breaks, 14-minute live radio show times three for 3 hours. Plus, I do video 7 days a week on major issues like SARS, coronavirus, end time, nation slayer plague, world changes and earth changes that are occurring, things like a CME and the collapse of Betelgeuse and the effect on the crustal slip and the pole shift, many other topics where you'll not hear this information anywhere else on earth. I have top experts I consider, I call them co-prophets or co-apostles, to bring you the truth. I call myself the guy that runs a series of mana trucks, bringing you geopolitical, scientific, health, and spiritual mana. For example, we talked about this, and maybe get into it later, that the original Christian church under Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father in the flesh, had no resemblance to the 3rd century church taken over by Constantine, who was a pagan, and his mother. And people have to understand the church, which was called the Way, had no similarity to the so-called Catholic Church and the daughter churches, which tried to get away through Protestantism, but have not gotten away from a lot of the apostasy. That's why people have to understand what I'm going to do is going to do a restoration, just like my ancestor Moses tried to restore the God's rule of knowledge and wisdom to the people, bring them to the desert of the Middle East. I'm announcing mankind going to the desert of the cosmos as the queen of the heavens. And as we call transition to become a galactic civilization, we have to be empowered with extended lifespans, the truth about the nature of what we are and the nature of the creator of the universe, and science about how the ancient civilizations like the Atlanteans collapsed. So we're going to get into that. We're going to go to a break here for a few minutes, and I want to touch on some very important things. We're going to talk about, we'll be back in just a few minutes, and with Mark Affney. So you stay right there. Hey Mark, I'll be back in just a minute, and we're going to have an amazing show. We got lots of stuff to cover.
Okay, sounds good.
Don't go anywhere.
Biomolecules and 6 hormones.
She's got a biobreaker.
Where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis, changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get Nutramedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at Nutramedical.com, NUTRmedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with Nutramedical. Nutramedical's Gower C-Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world because of calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, ascorbate, salt. With bioperative live marker extract, increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycogen and glycans in your joints, as well as to improve the healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871 at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole
family. To fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
First hour of the NutriMedical.
Okay, Mark.
Friday deals with
I think I'm going to.
Especially Friday.
We finish the commercial here in less than a minute.
Michelle Deagle.
And then we're going to go live. We got lots to cover.
Email and phone.
And we're going to start off.
Okay, I'll be good till 2 o'clock. 1 hour only.
No, that's fine. We got plenty to cover. I have the.
Technology explained simply behind why we use protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate.
I have the Adicot document here, and I have also the picture, which I'm going to put up here. Picture verse. Okay, we're back live now. This is Mark Gaffney, is an amazing author of the 9/11 Mystery Plane. If you haven't got the book, get it. And Black 9/11. These are two books that are essential reading. If you want to know what the heck's going on, when you listen to people like Susan Lindauer, Barbara Honegger, and Greg Ford, who's been on many times, he's almost my co-host. He's on so many much of the time. We'll be back on this Thursday in hour number 2 at 1 o'clock Pacific, which is 3 o'clock Central, 4 o'clock Eastern. And my dear co-host, Mark Gaffney, a brilliant guy, who's also writing about the ancient crustal slips of the Earth based on the research from Mr. Hapgood, who published first in 1958, his second book, Pathway to the Poles, published in 1999. Very essential reading, actually endorsed by Einstein and other scientists. And it fits in with the actual scientific evidence. And what you've done is gone further. You stand on the shoulders of Hapgood and Einstein and other scientists to look at the pathway of the ancient sea, if you want to call it, that ply the oceans of the ancient world. And I want you to get into this, Mark. And you're going to have a book out probably by, I would expect, the fall. And I want to see massive sales. And I want people to understand this is the event that will end the New World Order. It's not going to be anything you are going to do. It's going to be telling people how to prep to get out of the harm's way when this event happens. And it doesn't mean going to a dumb or deep underground military place. The people that go to dumbs, they're dumb people thinking they have the Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticket. Globalists, billionaires, people like Mr. Bloomberg and others. And when they go down there, their tunnels are going to be shattered and they're not coming back out. They'll be like the Morlocks from the Time Machine, sealed there for hundreds of thousands of years, if ever, to get out of there. So let's get into it. I have a picture right now up on the map of the Earth, showing these red lines. I want you to explain what the red lines indicate. It shows a picture of North America. You can see Baffin Island, you can see Greenland, and you can also see North America all the way through to Central and just the northern tip of South America from Google Earth. What are we looking at?
Okay, Doctor, we're looking at a very simple proof for the Baffin Island pole position. As there on Baffin Island at the end of one of those red lines, The other red line is pointed up to the current North Pole in the Arctic Ocean. Okay,
right.
Now the other, let me discuss the other end of these red lines. This research is based on a landmark paper by a mollusk expert named Atticott, who published a paper in 1966 about the extraliminal movement of mollusks up the north, up the coast of Western America.
I have that paper actually up on the screen right now. Atticott, right? Oh, it's a big one here.
This anomaly has never been explained. They cannot explain it. And in fact, I've shown in my book that this anomaly actually goes back to, it dates back to about 1830 when Charles Darwin was traveling up the coast of South America and encountered some mollusk enthusiasts who had a accumulated a similar data set for South America, mollusk species that relocated up the coast, and they couldn't figure out why. The same thing happened on the coast of United States and Canada, and it happened at the same time. And this is a synopsis, a pictorial representation of this extraliminal migration from California coast around Santa Cruz is where the faunal beds are located, north about 756 miles up to Puget Sound. The species that lived at Santa Cruz at the end of the Pleistocene now live in Puget Sound, and the question is why, and science cannot explain it. This is an anomaly. What I'm saying is that they moved north to return to cooler water at the end of the Pleistocene when a crustal displacement of the Earth moved North America south along the coast of West America, Western United States. It would have been about 756 miles there at that point. And the temperature sensitivity of these creatures is a wonderful, just, you know, it is beautiful for us because they are so accurate. These little critters need a very specific temperature to survive. And when they move up the coast like that, it's because they're trying to get back to the temperature that they need.
Right. So basically, this is very well supported by science, evidence, and logic. And you said about 700 miles. The total movement of the pole, based on the previous, we did a video on the weekend, was 1,657 miles from North Baffin Island to Siberia. Now,
that's the distance between the North Pole in the Arctic Ocean, the current position, and that position on Baffin Island, 1,657 miles was the displacement.
Now, that's important to understand that, because this is explained by the movement of the crustaceans, because they have to live in a very narrow temperature range to be optimally alive. And I want them to understand it. So I'm going to go back and look at the... we're going to see... I think he has some additional pictures here. Let's see if I have one here. It shows along the coast of California. The movement of course, the Southern California borderland. Okay, and the Estero Bay, Point Conception, Channel Islands, etc. And you have to understand what's going on here is that I have from my sources, which are classified, that Alaska 9 million years ago was on the equator. Antarctica, if you look at the maps by Amerigo Vespucci, the Portuguese mapmaker, he had access to the Vatican Library, and the Vatican Library had access to the Alexandrian Library, and the Alexandrian Library from Alexandria, Egypt, had access to the Atlantean Library tens of thousands of years ago. And those maps, actually, what Amerigo has, that Antarctica was not in the South Pole, it was at the southern tip of South America. So when South America moved south, Antarctica, which was populated by animals and people and had ancient temples, was moved to the point of the north of the South Pole. And in fact, the German Nazi Thule Society channeled this information, and that's why they're investigating what they called in Nazi Germany Neuschwabenland, because they wanted to see if there's ancient technology they could get from the Atlanteans that was frozen on the last ice age when this happened, when it moved. It is part of the Atlantean Empire at the southern tip of South America into the position of Antarctica. So people need to realize what's going on here is that the crustal slips of the Earth happen periodically. You've calculated there at least four times, but most likely five in the last 120,000 years. Move on average between 1,400 to 1,600 miles. And when it happens, and God showed me, in fact, that the next displacement will move, and this, I don't know how many miles it'll be, but the actual equator right now that passes through northern South America will pass through Havana, Cuba. I know this is a thus saith the Lord, not my opinion. That means that we're going to see North America move so much further south, most of the good climate of the United States will be where Canada is now, will be in America, and much of Southern America and the United States will be in the tropical and semi-tropical climate. And in fact, the West Coast will become a series of peninsulas and islands, and the East Coast and the Northeast will rise up, just like the lands off of Bimini, off of Florida, will rise up out of the ocean, just like when they fell down with the Atlantis, because some places in Atlantis went under the ocean. They talk about the Atlanteans becoming under oceanic people. That's just an allegory. The real thing that happened was a crustal slip that made much of their islands of their empire actually slip under the water, including the ancient temples off Bimini. People need to understand this. This is an event that happens fairly regularly, but because it's such a long period of time, the human race doesn't remember it. It's recorded.
Let's talk about that word regularly, Doctor. I don't think this is a cyclical type event. It is kind of a random event that happens
right.
due to circumstances that we don't fully understand.
Well, and actually, I fully understand, but I'm not trying to prove the science of it. Okay. What we have is, over the last number of years, after talking to Donna McCanny over the last 10 years, we've postulated that something will trigger off the earthquakes. Well, I got that research about 5 years ago from Dr. Stephen D. Jacobson, who's researching ringwoodite, which is a rock that comes up in the interoceanic cleft at the bottom of the ocean. And ringwoodite has 2.4% water content in the form of nascent oxygen and hydrogen. Now, when the unstable nuclei get hit with energetics from deep space, they release the nascent oxygen and hydrogen that releases water. And water lowers the melting point of rock to create magma. So all the earthquakes and volcanoes on the Earth, including the crustal slip, are totally dependent on water created by release at 410 to 660 kilometers deep of ringwoodite that contains 10 to 20 times more water than all the oceans and all the lakes and all the vapor around the Earth. That means, like the Bible talks about the waters of the deep, there are areas of batholiths of literally under-oceanic, under-continental water, of oceans of water down there, as giant water itself, but there's also water in the form of ringwoodite rock. And the unstable nuclei, what I got supernaturally in prayer, which I'm following up in science, and I'm trying to track down any research on this, but the gravity waves now from the collapse of Betelgeuse in December 2019 are causing superquakes off of Puerto Rico, 7.7 Richter scale, and other earthquakes and volcanoes around the world. As Jesus said in Matthew 24, there should be an increase in earthquakes around the world before the time of the end. The earthquakes are increasing, and they're caused by gravity waves. So gravity waves shake the nuclei. The nuclei release water, and the water triggers off the crustal slip. And so the crustal slip can be triggered off when a CME hits the Earth with a direct hit, like a shotgun hitting us, or if there's a supernova, which is considerably more powerful. And right now, since December, Betelgeuse, a P2 red dwarf star in the belt of Orion, 671.2 light-years from Earth, has collapsed and is releasing gravity waves that are already hitting the Earth, causing superquakes and volcanoes all over the planet. So I believe it's a very small step that the crustal slip happens when there's supernova occur in our part of the galaxy. Or a direct hit from the sun, not just like a CME from the sun, but with a gravity wave from the sun with a CME, causes the release of nascent water in the form of nascent oxygen and hydrogen. They're not deuterium or tritiated water. And that triggers off the production of all earthquakes and volcanoes and the lithospheric disjunction we call the crustal pole slip. Does that make sense?
The more I listen to it, the more it makes sense, yeah.
So it's actually, if I can get proof, which I'm digging around to find all the evidence, I'm going to get Dr. McCanny on when he gets back in a few weeks.
I think McCanny has quite a different take on this, doesn't he? He thinks the gravity wave is caused by a large planetary-sized comet moving through the solar system, coming close enough to the Earth, right? Isn't that what he thinks?
Well, there's all kinds of gravity waves. You can have it from a movement of a black hole, too. A black hole can create a gravity wave. The sun can create one. It's like think of the sun like a guy standing on a platform with a shotgun, and he's firing, and if the firing of the shotgun hits Earth, then it knocks on your power grid like the Carrington event in 1859. There's four waves that occur when you have a CME. The first wave was what's called pi mesons, which have no mass, so they whip right through the Earth. The second wave is a gravity wave. The third wave is a plasma wave, and the fourth is ultraviolet and other light. And each one is separated by minutes or hours. The one that goes the deepest in the Earth is a gravity wave, and it goes right through the Earth and has to be transferred to the unstable nuclei to release water. So
what was the last one, Doctor. What was the last one? Repeat that again.
Ultraviolet light and other forms of light. So the first wave is pi mesons, then gravity wave, and then plasma, which is energized to activated particles like electrons, and finally a light, you know, infrared and other light. And they're separated by minutes or hours. Now, there's three different sources for gravity waves in the universe. Number one, a CME from the sun if it's aimed at us, which can do it. A passing black hole, which can pass through a galaxy, right? Or a large planet. Most people realize there's a lot of planets are not tied into a solar system. They're actually from ancient stars that blew up. And they're wandering planets or black holes. And the most serious one of all that's much more powerful than anything is a supernova. When a supernova happens, like Betelgeuse, it's going to pretty well guarantee a crustal slip. And it's my feeling that that when you look at the vastness of the universe and our local cosmos and the small spiral galaxy we're in, which is a moderately small spiral galaxy, there's 100 billion stars. And a small percentage of them are ready to go supernova, and they do it in our time scale every so many, say, hundreds of years, like, say, half a millennium or a millennium. It just turns out that the Betelgeuse is actually collapsing as of December and collapsed 40% of its volume. And we are detecting the gravity waves right now. In fact, you go to various websites, you can actually detect the fact that they're already detecting the gravity waves. There's a direct link, I believe, to not only an increase in volcanoes and earthquakes that Jesus prophesied, the God incarnate, but also to the crustal slip that God has told me this is the event that will terminate the New World Order. We'll go back to 2000 city-states and the end of the internet and satellite control communications, and so that the collapse of civilization as we know it will actually save us from the New World Order that's a cyber-state, because this year the World ID and the SARS coronavirus is to shove us into a medical martial law, and to me the coming crustal slip is the event that if people are prepped up to survive it, they're going to survive the end of the New World Order and the cyber state of the global matrix set up by Lucifer and his minions locally, which are the Draco reptilians from the star system Orion and the Druidic Council of 13. So the event.
Doctor, let me interrupt you here. I have a question for you.
Sure.
Okay, you said that Betelgeuse has shrunk by 40%. Has anybody figured out the rate of when does this thing explode?
I think it happens in stages, and I don't know. It could be happening over a century, over 10 years. We now know that it's collapsed a lot in just in a matter of 30 days, and we know we're detecting gravity waves already. You can actually go on websites and go search gravity waves Betelgeuse, and you can see that NASA and our satellites are detecting gravity waves because we have gravity wave detecting satellites. See, the best way we detect a distant asteroid or a passing object that's low in terms of light is using what's called gravitonic imaging technology. So we use gravity wave telescopes. For example, I took care of the team of the Pi Mesonscope and the gravity telescope in Antarctica. I was their team doctor 26 years ago in Colorado Springs. And we worked on the Hadron Project. It wasn't just trying to look at high-speed particles and look at subatomic matter. It was actually mapping out the universe for faster-than-light travel for intergalactic trade with other civilizations across the cosmos. They don't want to lie to people that our space program went dark, or they say stupid things like we live in a snow globe, a flat Earth. Those people who believe that are idiots, okay? The fact is, if you take the Drake equation, you can actually calculate out that in the last billion years, the universe is 14.73 billion trillion years old. In the last billion years, that we are probably have 100 million civilizations that are at or above the level of the human civilization in terms of technology or intergalactic travel. And most of them are probably more advanced than us. So the idea that we're alone in the universe is to say the two questions you could ask: if we're alone in the universe, that's scary, and if the universe is highly populated, that's also scary. It's scary and it's beautiful at the same time, because the creator of the universe, what he told me 60 years ago that I finally had permission to speak about 3 weeks ago, is that God is incarnated and come literally in flesh in humanoid and non-human beings across the universe, like Yeshua, who is Father in the flesh, and that God has literally given scripture and truth to beings across the great cosmos. Yeshua Jesus is not the only one in God who's incarnated. He's not limited. The Lord God of the universe is limitless. And he is not limited by time, space, flesh, or type of being in order to incarnate truth to the beings of our universe. That's why all the current religions on Earth, starting with the apocalypse, starting 3 weeks ago, will be replaced by the real truth, which is that God loves all the beings he has created. He's trying to create us as a human race to be the queen of the heavens, which means we're transitioning to become a galactic civilization, co-equal with the Creator, because his spirit will fuse with us, and we will be
extended lifespan human beings as a civilization colonizing and interacting with advanced civilizations across the cosmos. That's our destiny. And what's happening right now on Earth is that if we don't understand off-planet, just like Linda LaRouche talked about, we're not going to survive because the Atlanteans and Mu, they were a fallen civilization, and they their society was terminated by the last crustal slip that occurred, probably with another supernova, or a CME from the sun, or a passing a black hole that could have caused it, or a large planet that passed nearby.
There's another possibility, too. You know, Dr. Lavalette says there was an explosion at the heart of the galaxy itself.
Well, those explosions are supernova. You know, you have to understand. Let me explain the structure of the galaxy, because people won't know this even if you're a scientist, but I know because God taught me 60 years ago when I was a little boy in heaven. He taught me quantum mechanics. So at 1969, I beat 7,000 people for a scholarship aptitude test to get a PhD scholarship to go to MIT in plasma nuclear physics. Every white black hole in the center of our galaxy is exactly equivalent in mass and size to all the masses of all the stars around it in every galaxy, no matter how big or small they are. So every star and every planet is actually emerging from the time-space vortices of the transdimensional structure of the universe. So it's like a flower where, if you want to call it, the stem is the black hole, and the flowers are actually the stars and planets that emerge from time-space. So when you're looking at explosions, they're probably fairly relatively regular. Now, this one, the largest supernova that's going on near us is actually pretty distant, but it's relatively close because our galaxy is 100,000 light-years across. Well, Betelgeuse, Betelgeuse, is in the belt of Orion, and it's right beside the star of the planet of the beings that actually have dominated Earth for hundreds of thousands of years, the amphibious Draco-Reptilian super genius with minions of Lucifer, the opposing one from the belt of Orion. And their star, Betelgeuse, if it exploded 671.2 light-years ago, and it's traveling at us at the speed of light, which is what's happening, it probably has exploded in the Middle Ages, and it's actually finally getting to us now. Okay, so what we have to understand here, when these gravity waves hit us, which are going to probably hit in increasing waves, like waves hitting a beach, they're going to cause increasing earthquakes and volcanoes, and finally they're going to trigger off a crustal slip where the amount of water delivered from the deep rock in the earth will cause the mantle to separate like a Georgia peach put in a steam engine or steam bath, and then the skin will slide on the mantle, and it'll stop after a period of several months of sliding, causing tsunamis, superquakes, and anybody living on the coast or anybody near a fault zone or downwind of a nuclear reactor in a big city will be a death zone. So to prep, I'm telling people right now, get out of the big cities, get away from the coast, be at least 1,000 feet up, at least 10 miles in from the coast, be away from a fault zone at least 25 miles on the west coast and 125 in the east, be not on a little island because you're going to get swamped by tsunamis, and be prepared for the fact that a lot of the volcanoes are going to release tremendous amounts of heavy metals, magma, and fluoride compounds. And if you're downwind of these, even in, say, the areas of let's say, the Netherlands and Scandinavia, if you, just like happened after the big earthquakes happened in volcanoes in the Middle Ages, most people don't realize, the French Revolution was triggered off by volcanic activity that destroyed the crops with the event of Marie Antoinette actually saying, let them eat cake. It's because their food had collapsed and they couldn't grow bread because they had a whole year or so without any summer. And she said, let them eat cake if they don't have bread. And
was this a result of Krakatoa, that big one that went off in Indonesia then, huh?
There, and also the bigger ones were the ones up in Norway and in Greenland and so on. And these volcanoes went off, so they have very high levels of sulfur content and microparticles, and they destroy the crops. They have fluoridated crops that destroy them, and they also have microparticles. And if you get them inside a jet engine, these microparticles, they rip the jet engine to parts that will fall out of the sky. And the airlines know this. I was a civil aviation examiner. I knew this classified information that if you have a volcano and you fly through it.
Do you want me to
interrupt
him for a second?
Yeah, I'm on air right now. Yeah, I'm on air right now.
He's on air, and this would be really interesting on air. You know who I'm talking to?
No.
Michael McBride.
Oh, yeah.
And he knows people. Of course, his wife is Taiwan, from Taiwan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Michael McBride,
and,
yeah.
He's got some information. Michael, there's Bill.
Okay, I have Mark Gaffney on. So, Michael, you want to say something while you're on here? I have you on speakerphone.
There's 1,200 bodies. Listen
okay,
to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at least that. The doubling time of it was 3 weeks ago was 20% increased cases every. We want to turn up the volume here as high as we can go here. I don't know if you can turn up an earphone.
There's supposedly 150 million people in lockdown, or maybe as many as 760 million in lockdown in China.
And there's someone that the virus. Ask him about what about that one you said that just came over back to the States. That's in lockdown.
Oh, yeah, she was a doctor. Yeah, she's in home lockdown right now. She came back from Beijing. She was in lockdown over there.
Right.
So she was over there from January sometime until February 6th.
Right. Well, people have to understand this plague was coming. I was prepared for the last 27 years because I gave my story to Dr. Ron Klatz and Dr. Bob Goldman, and they felt I was too self-promotional for my nutraceuticals and technology, so he wanted me to modify it. So I'm not modifying. If you guys don't want to give me your blessing, I'm getting out to the people of the world, because since I started doing my show in total video, my audience has increased 100-fold plus, and I'm going to be doing simultaneous video and audio. And you have to understand, this plague has AIDS genes in it, so it's like getting a cold and terminal AIDS now. The apocalypse, or the unveiling, started on January 27th, Monday, when I released at 3:30 in the morning my video on SARS coronavirus, which is a nation-slaying super plague. It's at least seven times more lethal than the 1918 plague that killed 100 million. And this will literally shut down the world and push us into medical martial law unless they institute my technology, which is radionic plasma screening, 30-day isolation, and nutraceuticals to stop the cytokine storm and the CD4 cell count from dropping, and technology to create radionic frequencies to suppress viral spread. And the reason is because we're heading toward a crustal slip. And the globals want to do this because when the crustal slip happens, we have the collapse occurring in December of Betelgeuse, we're talking about with Mark Gaffney. This event happened that destroyed the ancient Atlanteans, and there's three or four possible ways that the crustal slip happens, but it's release of nascent water from ringwoodite deep in the mantle of between 410 to 660 kilometers. And there's three ways that it happened, at least, or four. The first is a CME where the sun hits us directly like a shotgun on a guy on a platform with four levels. First is pi mesons, then a gravity wave, then plasma, and then light. And the gravity wave shakes the unstable nuclei of ringwoodite deep in the mantle and releases water that triggers off all the earthquakes, volcanoes. Second, and more serious, is the explosion of a supernova, and they occur every so many hundreds or thousands of years. And in December, Betelgeuse starts collapsing 40% of its volume, and gravity waves are triggering off earthquakes all over the Earth. So the globalists have built dumbs, or deep underground military bases, and they have nuclear tunneling machines. I took care of the people working on them, including John Fiala and Phil Schneider. They were my patients. So people have to know I have security clearances above top secret. And this is first-hand knowledge, not second-hand, I know, because I was actually in the underground base at Shreve Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado, and I learned all this classified material. So the dumbs they started visualizing with satellites in the 1960s, which are when the crust of the Earth moves in the mantle, it leaves dormant magma domes on average 4 to 8 cubic miles in size. They're the ideal place to build the underground cities. And I call it the Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticket. So billionaires like Blomberg and the globalists and intel agencies and so on have their Willy Wonka ticket. And they could care less about infrastructure protecting the power grid or the surge protectors. So we've had Peter Pry and Glenn Rhodes, and we had Don Turnbull on about the Safe State Project last week. We'll get him back on here shortly. And people have to understand they're not fixing the infrastructure. That's why they're releasing the super plague, because they want to get us into a matrix so they can control us so we won't interfere with their survival when the events of the crustal slip happens, because it destroyed the Atlanteans roughly 25,000 years ago when the supernova happened. I don't know the exact date, but we know that roughly in the last 120,000 years there have been 5 crustal slips. The last one moved the North Pole rotationally of the Earth from South Baffin Island, we got Mark here on the program, to the Oceanic Sea near Siberia. And it moved the crustaceans along the coast of North and South America. So people need to realize this is well proven by Hapgood's book published in 1958 and the latest publication, The Pathway of the Poles, in 1999. And it was endorsed by Albert Einstein, so he's not exactly a stupid guy. And I've been having more visions about this than anything else, that the event that will terminate the New World Order is the crustal slip. So they're in a panic now since December, and that's why this virus hit at the same time the World ID comes in on October 1st worldwide. And I was told in October by my intel contacts and by visions that by this fall they want to have a system of tracking people as they cross state lines, because they want the mark of the beast imposed on people around the earth in medical martial law in every country on the planet by this year. Okay? That's what's happening.
Wow.
So you can stay right there. I've got I want you to continue, Mark. You're on your phone. This, I got my wife's phone because our gentleman called in. What's your name again? Calling in from Canada, right? Oh, I think he's gone. He went. Okay. So tell us more, Mark. You heard my little blurb there. We got the picture up, by the way, in North America with those red lines. Completely explain it, okay?
Okay. The important thing people need to understand is that the distance of those lines is the same.
Right.
We have two pole positions at the right and top there, and the other two positions represent the mollusk communities where they were living before the crustal shift and after.
Right, so now, those two lines cross, and that's why they move 700 and some miles, but the actual pole moved 1,657. But the mollusks move about 750 miles, was it?
Well, because the reason is because the west coast of North America was about, I don't know, 2,500, maybe 3,000 miles from the meridian of maximum displacement, which fell.
Right.
So, circle that goes through the North Pole down through Baffin Island.
Right. So, in other words, when you look at these two crossing lines on the west coast, you can tell exactly where the crustaceans moved, and that's why they didn't move 1,650 miles. They moved the distance they needed to go to the optimal climate for their growth, right?
Yes, that's right. Those red lines are the distance is equal, meaning that the latitude down below at those funnel beds is exactly the same latitude before the crustal shift and after.
Right.
After the pole move. Now, let me just explain one other thing.
Yeah.
That position on Baffin Island, that pole position, how did I find it? I originally found it by plotting the pyramids, the alignments of the two pyramids, one near Mexico City, Teotihuacan, and the other one down at Bolivia at Tiwanaku. I went down there in October 2018, and I was very pleased to see, to discover that excavations had exposed the original foundation there, which had been covered for, it had been covered for thousands of years after that place was destroyed. Well, once we got the foundations exposed, now we can take an alignment, and that alignment and the alignment of the pyramid in New Mexico City, those two align to a point on Baffin Island, which I believe was the former North Pole position.
Right.
I believe they were aligned to the North Pole. So.
Right, right. So I'm looking at the map here. It talks about the late Pleistocene in the modern era. It moves to the cool temperate to the temperate zone. And you can see the cool temperate to the temperate zone changed dramatically, right?
Well, yeah, you get a climate change whenever this crustal.
Right. Now what people understand, and I was actually shown the visions of what the western United States will be. Much of the United States, for example, the area where I live in northern Vista, California, is near the fault zone between the North American plate and the plate, which is actually the Baja California and where we are in San Diego. We're actually on a different plate. We're not on the North American plate. Believe it or not, parts of Japan are on the North American plate, but we aren't. And in 100,000 years, if it keeps on drifting, just even slowly or in juts, that where we live actually will be off of British Columbia. Now, what people have to understand here is that the Earth is constantly, even in the Bible, talks about Pangaea, the supercontinent. But people have to understand, when God warns you and gives you a warning in advance, you prep yourself, you'll survive. You're not going to survive by going to a dumb or deep underground base. You might have a little thing in your yard that could protect you from major climatic things, but you're not. This idea of going miles underground is going to be literally their tomb. And the globalists have decided to build dumbs, or, and it's a good thing to call them dumbs, deep underground military base, because they are dumb to do this. And they've shuttled all the money from illegal drug trade run by the Special Activity Division of CIA and all the drug cartels, all the organ trade, and they tried to recruit me in 87 when I worked in Augusta, Georgia in the trauma and burn unit, and all the human trade and prostitution in the world is run by people like Agent Epstein and so on, honeypots and so on, manipulating politicians and billionaires, and people like Prince Andrew under the Queen, right? People need to understand that what's going on now is God's going to give warning to his people to say, do this, this, and this. Protect yourself from the plague. Believe it or not, all you need to do to survive this is to be able to have food supplies for at least 2 months and the ability to grow food after that and be able to trade with your neighbors and have your own independent power and personal protection, because 6 months of just no power, which will happen when this crustal slip happens and no internet, is society is going to die. and 90% of the population in the big cities, which are most of the population on Earth now, most of the people that are in the big cities in these areas are downwind of nuclear reactors and so on around the coast. They're going to die. 75% of the population of the Earth is literally in what's called the danger zone. And if they listen to me and they get out of the way of trouble and they prep up for at least just 2 months, they will probably make it. But it may not be the same as civilization, but we will call it pull ourselves up by our bootstraps like we have in ancient times. But what people have to understand, the human civilization survives this next crustal slip will be transformed to become a galactic civilization with extended lifespans, advanced technology, and we will be able to go off-planet. People have to understand that. But this time is actually to refine the sheep and the goats. For those who listen, and listen right and get your book when it's available in the fall, and prep by getting out of the big cities, don't be downwind of a nuclear reactor, have personal protection, food, water, and electricity, and are talking to their neighbors about prepping up for this, they will survive. But this plague, the super plague, which is a nation slayer, the crustal slip, the EMP attacks, and the impending thermonuclear, chemical, and biological warfare that the globalists want to reduce the population while they go underground in their dumps, this is all happening now. This is not a future thing, years and decades away. There's not going to be a 7-year warning period like idiot Christians think. It is, all this stuff is happening today. In fact, next month, Bibi Netanyahu is working to try to get reelected with a peace accord put together by Donald Trump's son-in-law, his wizard son, Jared Kushner, who worshipped Rabbi Schneerson. And the peace accord is the abomination of desolation. And in fact, they are going to designate Donald Trump, if he gets it through, to be the king of Israel. Did you know that? 2 years ago, because he moved the U.S. embassy to Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, he is on the half shekel with King Darius of Persia that rebuilt the temple. So if Trump succeeds in reelecting Bibi Netanyahu, they've already talked about this publicly in their newspapers, they're going to give the designation to Donald J. Trump of the Antichrist of King of Israel. Did you know that? That's an open media. It's not Deagle's narcissistic, egotistical, crazy ideas. This is an open media now. So my days as Rodney Dangerfield and a man of lickspittle are over. You either listen to me and you survive, or you don't listen and you die. How's that? And my cohorts, like yourself, you're brilliant. God's inspired you to know this knowledge. Ask questions. That's why you know the current so-called Christian church that came from originally Yeshua as God incarnate is not God's kingdom. The current Catholic church is literally descended from the Druidic church that existed long before Abraham left Ur of the Chaldees. That the church was called away in the first few centuries and was taken over in Rome by Constantine, who was a pagan atheist, and by his mother, and they even changed a lot of the things in the Bible. People have to understand these various councils, like the various high-level masons, for example, Scottish Rite Masonry, that believes in the 17th York Rite. There's three gods: Yah, the creator god; Baal, the god of fertility and law. That's why the bar associations in every nation in the first and second world are masons. Every single lawyer is a mason. And Osiris, the god of the underworld, that resurrects on, guess what? Christmas Day. That's why when they bury a pope, he looks identical to Santa Claus. The same garb. Isn't that interesting? Fascinating, eh? They have an actual altar and a sacrificial chapel in the Vatican worshiping Lucifer or Satan. Did you know that? In a Mormon temple, they have actually a temple in gold for Satan in the Salt Lake City Temple. That's a fact. People need to understand that we are very ancient people. We probably have been around for millions of years. We probably didn't even originate on Earth. We've been in ancient galactic wars, and God is going to transform our civilization. And that started on the 27th of January 2020, when the final unveiling or apocalypse started to happen. The release of SARS coronavirus, the collapse of Betelgeuse, the pole shift which is coming, the danger of a coronal mass ejection or a thermonuclear war, biological and chemical war with multiple agents, including now super weaponized Ebola and many other bugs out there, all of these biologically created in beta cell facilities we talked about with Dr. Francis Boyle. This is not open to injecture or saying that you're just narcissistic conspiracy theory. You need out there to listen, to ask questions, and to pray. And when the Urim and Thummim stones in your soul tell you the truth, you need to read the books by Black 9/11 and 9/11 Mystery Plane by Mark Gaffney. You need to get his new book when it comes out. You need to pre-order. You should actually open it up to get pre-ordered, because this is vital. They need to know that the end is coming, and the end is going to destroy the New World Order, and he's going to seal the goats in their underground layers, their domes, and their tunnels connecting their underground cities at maglev hypersonic speeds is going to seal them off like the Morlocks of the movie and the book The Time Machine. They're going to be sealed down there for time and eternity. They're not getting back out. Okay? Interesting, eh? So the pole shift is not a minor thing. It's the central thing. That's why I'm giving you so much time, Mark. I want you now to do my little dissertation. Tell me, when do you think your book will be ready and how much more information do you need to gather? Because I'm trying to gather the information with Stephen D. Jacobson. I want to get you on with him from Northwestern University. I also want to get more information on my theory, which I have both supernaturally and from my background in quantum physics, that the unstable nuclei are shaken by gravity waves from either a passing black hole, a CMA from the sun, or a supernova, which is probably the most likely event, is a supernova, which is much more serious. For example, when you get an EMP from a weapon like a satellite over us, it'll last for seconds. When you get a CME from the sun, it lasts for hours. When you get a supernova, it lasts for months and or years. Supernovas are not something that are over in a couple of days or hours or minutes. The collapse of the supernova Betelgeuse could go on for a decade, I don't know. But the waves of it are going to cause super earthquakes all over the planet and volcanic activity, like Jesus said in Matthew 24. And it will eventually, if what's happening in Betelgeuse is happening, very near the stellar star system Alpha Draconis, which are the same beings that have dominated Earth for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years, for the Druidic Council of 13, and it is Draco Reptilian. That's why the hat on the Pope's head is an open fish head pointing toward the sky, because they are all Druids. They are worshipping the Draco Reptilian gods from the star system Alpha Draconis. And all of our leaders on our planet are avatared by transdimensional entities. That's why they're called clay and iron. That's my ministry. Human flesh or clay, avatared by transdimensional galactic entities from the star system Belt of Orion, the amphibious Draco Reptilian, very intelligent evil beings from the Belt of Orion, 671 light years from us. That's what's happening. Everything is being revealed now. I'm not holding back anything. What do you think? Your book is that important. Everybody should pre-order it now and get you the money so you can publish the damn thing as soon as possible. Tell us.
Well, Doctor, I now have a title. It's going to be called Pole Quest, The Deep Past, and The Ages of Man.
Right. And people need to understand this isn't a minor thing. It's a central thing. In fact, God told me that he was going to bring people like you supernaturally that are going to research this, and Professor McCanny and my other scientists like Dr. Stephen D. Jacobson from Northwestern, who's a rock and geologist and expert on lignite. And now I just need the last little piece of the puzzle, which is to get nuclear scientists to prove that my theory is correct about the unstable nuclei triggered out by gravity waves from either a CME, a passing black hole, or a large planet or asteroid that can pass near causing gravity waves, or most likely the most dangerous and serious event is a multi-month or year supernova explosion. It doesn't last minutes like an EMP from a nuclear bomb or hours with a CME from the sun aimed at us. It's a supernova. And it's very likely the supernova of Betelgeuse is the triggering event of the end of the age of our secular planet. And there's 12 apostles at the beginning of the age at the time when Yeshua was here on earth, and his religion is not what we have now in the Catholic or so-called daughter Christian church. It says, "Behold, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth, the Catholic Church and its Protestant churches with their abominating mistruths is actually an abomination, because high-level Masons do all the good works on earth and they also do all the evil. And the Catholic and the Christian churches and even all other religions teach the same Luciferic lie, that if you do good works, it takes away evil. And you can only sin against the Creator God, so good works do not take away evil. You can only do good if you do what God says and speak to your higher self by reading the holy book of the Bible and praying and asking for God to give you the intention of your heart to do the right thing, because we are a multi-site organism. We are both an I and a we, and if you're truly empathic, not just not even among humans, but among all the living sentient beings in the universe, we're part of a larger organism that is the bride of the Most High God, crossing the great cosmos of the universe, literally bringing order into the chaos of the Queen of the Heavens. And God can incarnate in a billion worlds or limitless worlds. He didn't just create, come on earth and come as Yeshua Jesus. He came and incarnated in a billion worlds of both humanoid and non-humanoid beings to bring the truth of the infinite, eternal, and all-knowing one to those beings across the vast cosmos. I'm the only one to say that as we transition to become a galactic civilization. because I'm the Mosaic prophet at the time of the end, to bring co-prophets like you. Okay, Mark Gaffney, you're not just Mark Gaffney, author of 9/11 Mystery Plane. You're an apostle and a prophet of the Most High God of the universe. Did you know that?
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Grasp it and realize there's the intention of the Creator to make someone like you so you would have curiosity to seek these things, find the truth, and get the truth to the people before the time of the end so they could prepare, and he would separate the sheep and the goats. The sheep will listen because we're tending them, and the goats will not listen to go to the deep underground bases like Mr. Bloomberg and billionaires and bankers and global Satanists and high-level Masons, and God will seal them in these underground lairs, and that will be their hell because they're not coming back out. How's that? That's what I prophesy. People need to know that. If you think you've got a ticket and you're going to go on to your Willy Wonka chocolate factory and eat caviar and watch and play video games while the world fries, you're delusional and you're not going to get out of there. And by the way, there's a study on suicide within a month, and when these lockdown facilities, about 68% of people try to commit suicide. So if you think it's a wonderful place, even if you've got comfy chairs and couches and lots of food and caviar and able to regrow food for centuries and nuclear reactors, if this is where you are and you can't get out, believe me, a lot of people will kill themselves because they have no relationship with the Creator God, and their life is miserable, and they're locked to an underground facility for maybe centuries if they think they never can come back up, or their tunnels are broken and their machines don't work to tunnel them back out. That's what's coming, people. So I pray for those people that are lost, too, that believe the lie, the Luciferic lie of the Draco Reptilians that have literally controlled our Earth for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years. That day of the lies is over. That day of me being treated as a pariah, as a fast-talking, narcissistic egomaniac, which I'm not. I'm just highly talented. Medically, mentally, supernaturally, intellectually, I am Clark Kent. I am Superman. And I'm here not because of my sake, but for your sakes out there. I'm giving you the truth, and I'm no longer a man of lickspittle. I'm no longer Rodney Dangerfield. And like yourself, people are going to get respect. When they get your book and they realize this is the truth, and I've got the pictures up right now of the crustal slip and the movement along the oceanic front, and I'll put the picture back up just before you go here in a minute. People need to see this picture. These intersecting lines, red lines, show the movement of the crustal on the California coast between the border between Canada and Washington State and California. That movement was exactly caused by the 1657 movement of the pole from north from Sils Baffin Island to the sea off of Siberia. And the last the crustal slip destroyed the empire of Atlantis and Mu. Those maps were passed on to the Alexandrian Library, to later to the Vatican Library, to Amerigo Vespucci, that gave the maps to Columbus to discover the New World. The Vikings knew this. The Vikings were not idiots. That's why they're in Minnesota 1,500 years before Columbus even discovered North America. Do you know that? The Vikings were trading in Baffin Island with the Inuit and northern peoples there thousands of years before Columbus even discovered the islands off of Florida. Interesting, eh? So thank you.
Thank you for having me on, Doctor.
Yeah, I want to promote your book. So the title of your book comes out, and you need to put it up on your site.
I still have three chapters to finish, and I don't have a publisher yet, but I'm not worried about that.
Well, one way or the other, you're going to get the grace of a publisher. He's going to come to you. If people understand how serious this is, what you're talking about is the ultimate event that's going to end the New World Order. It's not going to be you or me. It's not going to be cyber protection. People need to prep up and get themselves ready for what's coming by getting out of harm's way and prepping. But ultimately, God's going to take care of it. And the event will be, actually, believe it or not, the collapse of Betelgeuse, perhaps the CME at the same time, or the passage of a black hole, but most likely it's the collapse of Betelgeuse that's already started, like Jesus talked about Yeshua HaMashiach in the flesh, God in the flesh. And that means that this is the event that will end the New World Order. It's already started. Interesting, eh? Thank you for coming on, Mark. We'll have you back on soon when you get more of your chapters done and pictures. These are amazing pictures, aren't they? To me, it's very conclusive. This is like one and one still adds up to two, and two and two still adds up to four. This is just simple vortex math of the nature of the universe, and the fact that over 5 billion years of the age of the planet, the crust of the Earth has moved on the mantle like a Georgia peach in a steam bath many thousands of times since the Earth was born, as a white hole emerging from deep time-space from the black hole in the center of the galaxy. This is not the first time. Pangaea, which is in the Bible, is true. And what we're seeing here is there's going to be another crustal slip that's going to destroy our fallen civilization that's so narcissistically concerned about controlling things banking-wise and doing good and evil works that they're not doing the will of the Most High God. These people will die in their domes or deep underground military bases. Thank you for your research. Take care.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome. We'll have you back on soon. Give me a shout when you're ready for the next level in the next few weeks, okay?
Okay.
Take care. You're an amazing guy. God bless you. God bless those people who listen. Now, don't believe anything we say. Pray on it. When you get a yarm and thumb and stone in your spirit that says, you know what? I think Deagle's a nut, but I think he's a correct nut, and he cares for me even if I hate his guts. Remember that I'm a big boy Christian. I will die for you, but I will not lie to you. And I know you're the same. You have the bravery to tell the truth in a time of great trouble. And that's a very violent thing to do, isn't it? Thank you, Mark. Take care. We'll keep in touch.
Okay, Doug.
And we'll be back with hour number 3 coming up here in a minute. We're going to bring on John W. Spring. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in a minute.